Episode 51, Google Nest Mini Update. Wanted to say today about the Google Nest Mini and a certain feature that has come to light with a Google update that has been given. It's come rather under the radar and it's significant. A number of blind people use the Google Mini to make phone calls. It's particularly useful for finding information out from the web, gathering a phone number and making a call. Added to that, there is the feature to actually be able to use automatic answering systems. We have covered this before on smart speakers, but the ability to be able to use your voice to say press 1, press 2, press 3 is of immense value to the blind community as well as those with no hand functions such as ME or muscular sclerosis, which damages the hand muscles. So what we have here is a situation that has changed. In the UK, from mid-December, it's not going to be possible anymore to make phone calls to UK numbers. At least that is what we've been led to believe. There is no exact date of this changeover, or given a reason as to why the UK has been particularly spotlighted for this. But the impact is great on the visually impaired and the MS societies. And so I'm drawing attention to this in the hope that we may find a solution to it. Now, Google is offering another alternative of audio-visual-video calling through Google Duo. But it is unclear as to how that impacts the Google Mini device and whether it can make phone calls to any number using Google Duo. I have to investigate that further and report back in a further podcast as to whether that's the case. In the meantime, though, we're waiting to see if mid-December reveals this problem and whether my blind client, who uses this constantly every day, in fact, it's such a powerful tool that it's empowered her to be able to make phone calls and not just respond to them. It's a key factor of her life and it's more than just a leisure tool. It's an essential tool for her living. So I do hope that when we do see this, that there might be some recourse or some question to Google about it. So I'll be endeavouring the next few days to try and find a way to communicate this to Google and to be able to, as it were, influence their decision. So really, that is the accessibility talk this week. And I do hope that we can resolve this issue and find a way to make phone calls. I am still a little bit in awe of what it can do in terms of making phone calls and how they are paid for. It's all voice over internet providers, so it shouldn't be costing, but it does require a telephone number, I am sure, to connect through, particularly for Duo and Google Duo. If anybody has any answers to that question, then please contact me on miles@aas123.com. and send me some information. I'd really like to know, as it's a little bit difficult to unpick the technical jargon from what is actually being accomplished here. So, thank you for listening, and tune in next week to another episode of the Smiles Podcast. Bye for now.